Thank you. Hello, welcome to About Music, The Art of Listening. You have just heard the first movement of Franz Joseph Haydn's String Quartet No. 62, which is also called The Emperor. Haydn is also called the father of the symphony and the father of the string quartet. Haydn composed over 1,100 works in his lifetime, including 104 symphonies, 68 string quartets, 52 piano sonatas, 14 masses, 45 piano trios, 14 operas, and many other works in chamber, concerto, and sacred music forms. This translates to approximately one work for every 25 days of his life. The only other composers who were similarly prolific were Schubert, Telemann, and Bach. Haydn's music, which is typical of the classical period, is noted for several key stylistic characteristics. For example, the balanced form and structure, the use of thematic development, and typically for Haydn, his humor and wit. Haydn also has innovative use of harmony, textural clarity, and use of dynamics to create emotional range. He had a lot of innovation in symphonic and chamber music and in choral and vocal writing. Haydn's influence on later composers was also profound. We are going to immerse ourselves in Haydn's compositions for a couple of weeks to illustrate the points I've just made. Haydn's music is no less brilliant than Mozart's, but the popularity of Mozart and Beethoven means that audiences are far less familiar with Haydn's music than he deserves. The first fingerprint of Haydn's music which I mentioned, which he actually shares with Mozart and Beethoven, is balanced form and structure. But what makes this so special about Haydn is that he is the composer credited with standardizing the four-movement structure of symphonies and string quartets into the fast, slow, minuet, fast structure. In other words, a sonata form, various forms for the slow movement, a minuet, and a rondo sonata. Haydn was a master of the sonata allegro form, which is structured around an exposition, a development, and a recapitulation of the main themes. You might have noticed this in our opening work. Haydn is also noted for clarity and balance with symmetrical phrasing. These phrases typically in 4 or 8 measure units, which you will hear clearly in the second movement of the string quartet, which we are now going to listen to. The second movement has this structure. It's a theme and variation. The theme is based on the melody Haydn wrote for the Austrian Emperor Francis II and is known as the Emperor's Hymn, and later it became the German national anthem. It's a simple hymn-like melody in G major that is presented with a serene lyrical character by the first violin, accompanied by the other instruments. There are 4 variations. Each variation keeps the basic structure and harmonic progression of the theme, but introduces new textures, different voicings, and embellishments. So the first variation is passed to the second violin, the second variation to the cello, the third variation to the viola, and the fourth variation back to the first violin, but the accompaniment becomes fuller. The movement ends with a brief coda, bringing back the peaceful hymn-like quality of the theme, and the movement ends in a serene and calm manner.
Thank you.
The third movement, typically a minuet, is a lively and elegant one, typical of the classical style with strong rhythmic emphasis and phrasing. There is a trio section to contrast, it's more lyrical and often features a lighter texture. After the trio, the minuet is repeated. This is the traditional A-B-A form. Thank you. This is upbeat, full of energy, showcasing Haydn's characteristic wit and rhythmic drive. This quartet is one of Haydn's most celebrated works, combining emotional depth, structural clarity, and inventive use of the string quartet medium. The second movement in particular has become iconic due to its association with the Emperor's hymn. Thank you. Our second work for today is the Symphony No. 104 in D, subtitled The London Symphony. This symphony exemplifies Haydn's mastery of classical forms, especially the sonata allegro form in the first movement and a well-structured four-movement symphonic design. The first movement begins with a slow, majestic introduction, full of grandeur and tension. The orchestration is rich, featuring dramatic harmonies and strong dynamics. Then we move to a lively and energetic section in D major, with a rhythmic and catchy theme with an emphasis on syncopation. The second theme provides a contrast with a more lyrical and flowing character. The movement follows the traditional sonata form with a clear exposition, development, and repeat of the themes. The second movement is elegant and relaxed, with a graceful main theme introduced by the strings. The middle part modulates to a minor key, introducing some harmonic tension and contrast, and then we return in the final section with the first theme, with subtle variations and ornamentation, creating a balance of simplicity and sophistication. The third movement, as is standard, is a minuet, lively and rhythmic, featuring strong accents and a buoyant dance character typical of Haydn's style. The trio section is gentler, more lyrical, and features woodwinds prominently. After the trio, the minuet is repeated as per tradition, following the typical A-B-A structure. The final movement is driven by a folk-like tune that has an energetic and joyful character. It is often compared to a dance or folk tune, and Haydn uses this theme to create a brilliant and lively finale. The movement develops the main theme through various key changes and orchestral colors, and ends with a lively coda, bringing the symphony to a triumphant conclusion.
Thank you.
feel sure that you've enjoyed our music today, the string quartet and the symphony of Haydn. I sincerely hope you will join me again next week as we explore further the music of Haydn. Goodbye until then.